Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi continues in Chapter 3 of Moed Katan, Chapter Eilu Megolchin, Mishnah Hey. Now for the next two days of our learning, we're going to see that we talk a bit about mourning practices in Halakha, in Jewish law, mourning customs, and that will bring us to Thursday when we finish up Moed Katan and start Bezrat Hashem Chagiga. So Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5 here. Hakover et meto, someone buries his deceased relative, Shlosha Yamim Kodim Larego, 3 days before the holiday begins, Botla Hemenu, it's removed from him, Gezerat Shiva, the practices of Shiva, the 7 days of mourning. Shimona, if he buried his relative 8 days before Yom Tov began, Botla Hemenu Gezerat Shloshim, the stringencies of Shloshim, such as not cutting the hair, are also waived, they're ended. So basically, when Yom Tov hits, it ends whatever stage of mourning a person is in, whether it's Shiva or whether it's Shloshim. Now, during Shiva, there are the most restrictions. The mourners sit on the floor, people come and visit them. During the Shloshim, the restrictions are quite similar to Chol HaMoed, where there's restrictions on haircuts. The Mishnah explains why the stage of mourning is cut short by Yom Tov. Ibn Esha Amru, because they said, our sages said, Shabbat Ole, Shabbat counts towards the Shiva or towards the Shloshim, v'enam of second. It doesn't cut it off. It doesn't discontinue that period of time. Regolim, but festivals, mafsikin, they cut off vein olin, but they don't actually count. So according to the din of the Mishnah, if actually someone only observed 1 day of Shiva before the Yom Tov, then Yom Tov wouldn't count for their Shiva, and they would have to observe another 6 days after the festival ends, after Chol HaMoed and the last days of Yom Tov as well. However, the Gemara explains that the practical halakha, the lamaisa, the law of what we do, is if even if there was a minimal amount of Shiva, for example, lo aleinu, we shouldn't know from this, but somebody had to bury a relative just a couple hours before Yom Tov began, and they went and they sat on the floor for just a short amount of time, that counts as observing mourning, as observing some of the practices of Shiva. And then when Yom Tov hits a couple hours after the burial, then yes, it would basically wipe out the rest of Shiva, and then it would also count towards Shloshim, and they would finish the rest of Shloshim, the 30 days of mourning after the festival's over. The Mishnah Vav continues on this theme, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Mishachar of Beit HaMikdash, after the temple was destroyed, we should have it again soon, Atzeret is another word for Shavuos, Kishabbat. It counts like a Shabbat. It would count towards a Shiva or Shloshim, but not interrupt it. Rabban Gamliel adds, Rosh Hashanah Vim Kippurim Kiregolim. These are like festivals, even though they're not a 7-day festival with a Chol HaMoed in the middle. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah is just 2 days, Yom Kippur 1 day. They do count as a festival to end a Shiva or a Shloshim. The Mishnah concludes, V'chochamim Amri, the other sages said, Lo Kedivri Zeh, V'lo Kedivri Zeh. We don't agree to the words of Rabbi Eliezer. We don't agree to the words of Rabban Gamliel. Ela, rather, what we hold is Atzeret Kiregolim, that Shavuot counts as one of the festivals. It is, after all, one of the three festivals, even though it doesn't have a Chol HaMoed period. Only Pesach and Sukkot have that. Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur and Kishabbat. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which really deraisa, even Rosh Hashanah is 1 day, these count like a Shabbat, and they don't cut it off. Now, Lamaisa, the Gemara brings the practice is, yes, they do, that Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and all three of the festivals, Shavuot and Sukkot and Pesach, would all stop a Shiva or a Shloshim. Yashar Koach, we should all be gesund, we should all be well, and continue learning Mishnah Yomi together for a long time in good health.